So I figured I'd share this one with you guys. I woke up to having no internet service, did some troubleshooting, figured out that it was specifically my Netgear router that was blocking my internet. I'm like, why would my Netgear router be blocking my internet? Let's dig into it a little bit. Called my ISP, they said, no, everything looks great. They recommend calling Netgear. Well, I called Netgear, they said, you're not allowed to have internet service until you start paying a subscription fee because you've had your router for 2 years. And the subscription service that was free when you bought the router, well, that's expired. Now, you can either pay the subscription service or you won't have internet with this router anymore. We won't be able to do anything. So I said to the person, the customer service person for Netgear, I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not paying a subscription service. I've already bought the router. That was not part of the terms and conditions when I bought the router. They said, well, we changed it. And then he hung up on me. He hung up on me, for the guy for Netgear. So Netgear, awesome customer service, guys. You're doing real good things. But guess what, people? You don't need to pay a subscription fee, okay? Contact your internet service provider. Get a different IP address. That's all you need to do. Change your IP address or get a dynamic IP, which a lot of you probably already have. But if you have a static IP address, then Netgear is going to try and squeeze you. They're going to try and hold your internet hostage until you pay a subscription fee. Well, I said, no, I'm not doing that. So my ISP, I worked with them, and they changed my IP address. Bam, internet was back like that. So Netgear, you guys really, that's some shady business practices right there. And if any of you guys are having problems with your Netgear router or you're thinking about getting a new router, avoid Netgear altogether. That is some of the most shady business practices I've ever seen. I hope that helps some of you guys.